At their January 18th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners took two actions that will support the Broadband Council's efforts to increase high-speed internet service availability in the county. First, they approved CityNet's bid to become the official internet service provider, or ISP, for the areas to receive new broadband service under the already approved Appalachian Regional Commission, or ARC, broadband grant. They also approved the Authorized Representative Request, or ARR, and the required resolution for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Reconnect Round 3 grant application, which will be submitted shortly. The Reconnect grant, if approved, will bring broadband service to a large portion of Pocahontas County. The commissioners also approved an engineering contract with Becker Morgan for the HVAC and roof project at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital. Additionally, they issued an order regarding the changes to the magisterial precincts involving consolidating a portion of Precinct 12 with Precinct 13 and Precinct 15 in the Central Magisterial District and creating a new Precinct 22 in the Southern District, and they approved changes caused by redistricting due to the 2020 census, which will involve splitting the county into two House districts, with about two-thirds of the county's population sharing a House district with Greenbrier County, while the other one-third will be aligned with Randolph County. At the request of the property owner, the commissioners approved a mitigation reconstruction grant application of a home and property in Frost that was severely damaged in the June 2021 flood. If that application is approved, the home can be rebuilt with 75% federal funds and 25% state funds with no cost or obligation to Pocahontas County. They approved removing a non-responsive estate representative in the estate of Alfred C. Irvine. The commissioners reviewed the 2022 hotel occupancy tax allotments and left them the same as they were in 2021, except, at Commissioner Rubinsky's suggestion, they increased the allotment to the Bricks and Mortar Fund to $30,000 instead of the $20,000 in 2021. They also left the percentages unchanged for disbursement of the remaining tax received. They discussed the issue of the removal of the four storage tanks at East Fork, which were purchased by Kenneth Varner but never removed from the county-owned property. Commissioner Rubinsky said that Varner has informed him that he has already removed the only usable fiberglass tank and doesn't want the other two fiberglass tanks as they are filled with a solid substance. He said that Varner still wants the steel tank but asked if he could leave it there until June. The commissioners agreed to tell him that they will remove the steel tank if they need to use the property, but that most likely would not be before June. In other actions, the commissioners did a first reading of the second amended towing ordinance, approved the MTA to park their vehicles at the former Hanover Shoe Building, appointed Commissioner John Rubinsky to the Region 1 Local Elected Officials Board of the Workforce Investment Act, appointed Sergeant Joseph Cromer to the Pocahontas County E-911 Advisory Board, replacing Keith Corley, approved County Prosecutor Terry Helmick to hire Jamie Hill as a temporary replacement for an employee on long-term disability at $15 per hour effective February 1, 2022. Additionally, during the mail items, it was revealed that Laura Young of the Family Resource Network has informed the commission that she is relinquishing her request for American Rescue Plan funding under the replacing lost public sector money due to COVID provision, as she understands that her request doesn't qualify under that provision. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.